know, Dave Murphy's story is the kind of amazing American tale we often find when we listen to StoryCorps. That travel oral history project records everyday Americans, often talking about their work, like Walter Fahey, who walked the streets of Boston as a police officer for decades. He's now retired, and he recently spoke with his son, Bill, about his time on the job.
I was a cop with a good reputation out in the street because I never looked down at people. So that's why I lasted 40 years.
As a policeman, a lot of people burn out early, get out as quick as they could get out. You didn't want to leave.
No. Remember the time they made me a detective and I hated it? I one day sat down and wrote a resignation to Mickey Roach, who was then police commissioner. He called me up and was like, nobody's ever quit. I said, I got to get back in the street. He said, you're getting older. I said, I got to get back in the street where I make a difference. In the last years of my career, I went back to what I did best.
Wasn't it in the 60s you stopped that girl from jumping off the building?
She was 15 years old, and I stood up on that roof for an hour and a half, and I said, if she jumps, I'm a chump.
What did you say to her?
Well, I told her, I said, hey, you're only a kid. Life's worth living. And she started crying. She gave me a hug and said, thank you for not letting me kill myself. She went on to have four children. I presume she's still alive today. She's probably a grandmother.
What was the most frightened you ever were on the job?
Get shot at twice. Hit by a car twice. Thrown off a porch once. Yeah, that's a good one.
You know, all the violence you had to see every day, how did you turn it off?
By coming home to a loving wife, loving children, and just go back to work the next day like nothing ever happened. Life goes on. There's nothing we can do about it.
Would you ever want to see any of your grandchildren become policemen?
If it's their choice, I'd be proud to pin a badge on one of my grandkids.
Retired police officer Walter Fahey with his son Bill in Boston. He spoke in a StoryCorps booth, and you hear stories like this every Friday morning on Morning Edition. This interview will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, along with all the others, and you can hear more of them at NPR.org.
Major funding for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.